Hello and welcome, my beautiful listeners. Thank you so much for joining in. You are listening to How Do You See It, brought to you by your one and only host, Miriam Alemu. Hope you had a wonderful, productive, successful week, and as well as a fun and an amazing weekend. It's summer. A lot of people are on vacation now. So I hope you're enjoying your vacation. I hope you're enjoying the summer, this beautiful, beautiful summer. And today is Monday. Yes. TGIM, thank God it's Monday, and today you are here with me to listen to my show, and I'm very glad and I'm very thankful that you're here, that you take out a time from your day to listen to my show, and I do my best to provide what you expect of me. With that being said, I hope you enjoyed last week's show. I had to mention it because it was an amazing show. It was, in my opinion, very important issue that we talked about. So we talked about emotional intelligence, social intelligence, and IQ also, which is becoming very, very important nowadays in business, in life in general, because in our day-to-day life, we interact with people, right? We do interact with people. So that's why we have to practice, we have to get this emotional and social intelligence out there. So we need to start to practice those things. And he gave us some tips of how we can do that, how we can get to that point, start to get that point. And if we always need an assistance or help on that, we can always go to Chris Gross. That was the person that I was talking to last week, and I hope you enjoyed it. I had fun, and it was very informative, and it was very amazing. And today we're going to discuss with Tenius Scotton about his life, his journey, because he had some amazing stories. It started all with when he was 5 years old. He had a car accident. So, but he knew that he had a calling, okay? He knew that he had a purpose, and that is so moving to me. So that's why I wanted to invite him over to my show and let him talk about a little bit about his journey, because it's amazing, it's moving. And all of us are different, and we do pass through different things. But there's one common thing we all ask at the end of the day, right? How do I get there? What's my life going to be? Or what's my calling? How do I find my way? Right? So he did that throughout his young adult or a kid age. And I wanted to share that with you. I want him to share that with you. That's why I invited him here. So after a very short music break, we'll be right back with Tenius Scotton. Thank you for listening, and you are listening to How Do You See It. Don't forget to tweet at us at howdo_see_it or email us at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com, or you can always, always chat live here with me, or you can go to Facebook/worldperspective, and you can always find us there. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to How Do You See It? So today, as I told you, we're going to discuss about life's journey, right? How we can find our callings, how we can find all those things. So Tenius Scotton is here with me live, and he'll be discussing and he'll be telling us about his life. Tenius, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, glad to be here. And sorry I was a few minutes late. I just got stuck in traffic.
No, it's okay. It's all fine. You are on time, actually. Am I pronouncing your name correct?
I go by tone, as in monotone or ringtone.
Oh, okay. That's a lot easier.
That's what I thought, right? Yeah. It's a very typical Dutch name, but hard to pronounce in English. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here, despite I know you're busy and I know you were driving right now. So, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, so we're just going to jump right in, and I'm going to start asking you questions. So I've already told my viewers that you had a car accident when you were 5 years old, and the doctors thought you wouldn't be the same after the treatment, right? So how is that? You're going to take me back there because you said you realized that you had a purpose even then as a five-year-old kid. So how did that all happen? I mean, that's so amazing. If you can please take me back there, what was going on in your mind at that moment?
Absolutely. I may not have realized it fully when I was 5 years old, but soon thereafter I realized that I had a very close encounter by being dead, right, and dying. When I was 5 years old, indeed, I had a serious accident and was rushed to the hospital. A lot of it, of course, is all I've heard from other people, how that went, because for me it was all kind of like a black period. I didn't really remember anything of that particular episode, but I realized that it was very borderline to dying, right? I had like bleeding in the brain tree. There was like several things broken in my body. I had a crack in my skull. And my parents were actually told, like, well, if your son is going to make it, then be prepared for a lifelong disability, or, you know, he may not recover from coma and those kind of things. So it was a pretty traumatic experience. Yet, somehow, I believe then in miracles, but after 3 weeks, I was able to walk out on my own feet out of the hospital again. So going from near death to being able to miraculously being able to walk out of, you know, on my own feet out of the hospital in 3 weeks was something doctors don't see often, particularly with the kind of injuries I had. And they were just kind of amazed by, you know, how quick things bounced back for me. And that to me was actually an entryway into living a purposeful life and realizing that I, even when I was 5 years old, had been given a second chance, if you will, to start life over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. That for you to realize that at that early age is just amazing to me. So when you realize that you have a purpose, that, I mean, that's the first step, but how did you find your way, right? Because that's one of the most crucial questions that all of us ask in our lives some point in our lives, right? So how did I find my way? You know, when you ask these questions, a lot of things can come into your mind, especially when you are a teenager in your early 20s. You think you can do a lot of things. You can do a lot of amazing things, right? So a lot of things can come up into your mind. So which of the answers did you choose from those questions, from those answers that popped into your mind?
So, yeah, it's interesting. I realized that indeed I had a second chance when I was 5 years old, but my youth was far from easy in many ways. I didn't have an easy time in school. I didn't have a lot of friends. Not a big deal, but it was just not an easy time for me, even afterwards. But at some point I realized that I think that becomes that self-awareness where you come to a place where you realize that the world is open for you to choose whatever you want to be, right? At that time, I was growing up in the Netherlands. I thought I could become the president of the United States if I wanted to. Now, later on, of course, I realized that's not possible because I'm not born in the U.S. But the point was that somewhere in my early teens, I realized that if I wanted to take maximum benefit of that second chance to life kind of thing, I need to actively pursue something. And I wasn't necessarily sure what it was at the time, but I came to places where I was like, you know, I think, you know, there's things out there I need to explore and maybe beyond the country I live in. And slowly that started to formulate itself into a desire to immigrate, so leave the Netherlands behind, where I was born and raised, and then move to another country. So I'm not sure if it's particularly divine or if it's religious. You know, I'm Christian. You could say, you know, God told me to. I don't think necessarily that is what happened, but it was a desire which started to well up in me and became stronger and stronger that I was convinced that I had to leave the Netherlands and go somewhere else. And that's kind of what I pursued, as an inner voice, if you will.
Okay. Weren't you scared that that might be not the right path for you? How were you sure that was going to be the right one? Because
That's a good question.
It's confusing at some point.
Yes. How do you know it is the right question, right? So that is, it is a, you know how you have your mind, right? It's your brains. And then you have your, your, I call it belly faith or belly, your gut instinct. It's something, it drives you deeper and deeper. And for me, it's actually hard to really put words around it other than that I was convinced that I was going to leave the Netherlands. That was my objective. And convinced, with a very strong determination to pursue that dream, recognizing that indeed it may be the wrong one. At some point I did question that a little bit and say, well, where is this coming from, right? And why do I want to leave? And I just came back to, you know, the desire to just go and just do it. And I've told other people in their lives too along the way, and it's like, what's holding you back? Why wouldn't you do it? Why not pursue? Why not take a chance? Why not go where maybe the rest of my family has never gone before? None of my family has traveled as far as I did. And that just only encouraged me more to actually jump farther and jump stronger and propel myself into life, not knowing where the future lays, but trusting that somehow things will work out and fulfill that or quench that desire to attain this adventure.
Yeah, interesting. So as you said, you have traveled far further from any of your family member, and you actually been to different countries, as you have told me. The first idea came to you when you were 16. The idea was conceived when you were 16, right? So.
Yeah.
Whenever you try to start something, it doesn't have to be a moving as you did, but anything, it might be a business or, it doesn't really matter whether how old you are, you're always going to feel some kind of fear to start anything new, to do anything new. As long as you're trying to push your comfort zone, you're going to feel that kind of fear. So how did you conquer that? And, Is it possible mm-hmm. that you were sure that you were not going to lose at the end of it all, or how did that all work out? Because the fear is part mm-hmm. of, you know, I might lose it, you know, I might not, it might not turn out the way I want it to. So how did you conquer all that?
Fascinating question, right? I enjoy this conversation because it actually forces me to kind of think maybe at things from a different perspective. And you say fear, I do not necessarily experience it as a fear. I experience it more as an opportunity or something exciting. Particularly when I was younger, I had nothing really tying me down, right? I had no obligations. I felt like I could go wherever I wanted to go. The safety net would be I could always revert back to my home country and, you know, go back into the standard, you know, status quo kind mm-hmm. of living and where everything is arranged for you. So maybe that was a safety net. But on the other hand, I was like, you know what, it's just like a bird, you know, leaves a nest for the first time. You could spread your wings and just do it. Just see what happens. And, you know, I may not be making it back to the nest because I don't know how to fly fly away and I can't find it back. But yeah, it's one of those things when you are deeply convicted to do something, you pursue it. You know, I'm a business owner. I own actually a few businesses, and each time when I have an idea or like when I start something, I do look at like how things could fail, but I much rather focus mm-hmm. on how things can be successful and focus on the opportunities rather than fear holding me back and say like, well, you know, this could go wrong or that could go wrong. A lot of things can go wrong in life, you know, but we sometimes forget to focus on that. A lot of things, perhaps even more, can go right. And that is the opportunity. And that is, that's kind of how I
what
felt
we should
perhaps
focus
with,
on
with
okay.
fear.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so through it all, there definitely would be ups and downs, especially as an entrepreneur starting a new business. Even life has ups and downs by itself. So it all needs perseverance, right? How did you do it?
Perseverance is tied to character, I think. It is what you're made of. It's the fabric of who you are, right? Some people face difficulties and realize like, okay, that's supposed to happen to me. I'm just going to accept it. I think that is one side of a character. Another side of a character is about okay, well, things are not going the way I was hoping to be. What am I going to do about it? Do I have control in the situation? Yes, then pursue that control and fight your way back into the arena of, you know, being successful or what you're trying to do. If you don't have control over the situation, and a few times to me it felt that way, it was actually my faith kind of cradling me.
It was not as strong? Okay.
It was a place of comfort, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
So what
yeah,
you think is, think as life as happening for you, not to you, kind of attitude, right?
Yeah, I think so. Like, life happening to you. It's you are life, and you every day you have a choice, right? Do I live in fear or do I live in opportunity? Do I live in the ability to do something positive today, or am I going to sit back and let things happen to me? I'd much rather do the latter, right? So of the first, so you know, take charge and move forward and press forward into possibly affecting things in my immediate surrounding or beyond.
Okay. So tell us about your businesses. How many businesses do you have? Introduce us to that.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a little bit of an oddball. I got my background in engineering, industrial automation. Currently I got two businesses running. One is a management consulting business, which focuses mostly on helping large organizations be more efficient in their processes and how they do business, mostly throughout North America at this moment. And so that's fun. The other business is much more a hard business, which really helps me balance my corporate life with the human side of things. And that is a business called Be Cared For, which is all about allowing people to stay independent a little longer in their own homes, right? Mostly older people, the generations ahead of us, as I call them, mm-hmm. which are in their 80s. And, you know, they want to live at home, but just need a little bit of help, maybe 1 hour a week or 2 hours a week or 2 hours a month, but doing some laundry or cleaning in and around the house. And that business is much more a social enterprise where we enjoy the fact that we can provide a little bit of help for those people who need it, but with people who just want to work a little bit. They don't want to work 40 hours a week. They would just want to work maybe 2 or 4 hours a week. And they don't want to deal with the paperwork, the insurance, and all this other good stuff which comes with that. But I love to be part of a community and be meaningful to people in the community and make a little bit of an income in the process. So this company is really, that's where my passion goes. That's where my heart goes. And I'm excited to see that when people are being helped and people get a little bit of income out of it as well, you know, when it works for them.
And do you do that throughout U.S. Or?
No, actually, I'm located in Vancouver, Canada, right? So in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. And I do this solely in the community I live in, close to Vancouver here. So like I said, it's a small, hard-based company. I kind of do it on the side almost, but I certainly have been at it for 5 years and it's going well. But it's the human side of things which excites me the most.
Nice. So you have two businesses. That means you have seen the ups and downs of starting a business and keeping up with it and getting it to that level, which is a successful level.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell me what advice would you give the young people out there with great ideas, amazing ideas, wanting to try it, but yet fear is crippling them, you know? I have met a lot of people that are like that. And if you have any advice that you can give to those young people.
Yeah. No, it's very good. So when you think about risk and fear are not necessarily the same things, right? A risk is something what could happen, and you want to think about, can I mitigate it so it doesn't become an issue. An issue means the risk actually happened, and now you have to deal with it. So when you start a business, you should think about how things can fail, right? Next to, as you know me now, I would say rather focus on how things can be successful. But I think it's good for you to realize, like, okay, how can things fail and what can I do about it if that would happen, right? Not when, but if it could happen. And then think a little bit about it and make that strategy in that sense, right? So don't overextend yourself. Don't go into debt on a business plan you don't really feel confident about. If you're not confident about your business plan or like your business concept, then it's probably not a good business concept. So you have to have the level of confidence, but you gotta balance that confidence with assessing how things could possibly fail and how can you go about mitigating that. So if you would start a business and you leverage your home or your car, or you overextend yourself in debt, not knowing if you can recover that, that's not a business I would go into. That's too high risk, right? You don't want to lose everything on it. So if you can start a business with minimal investment and maximum return, right? So you can pay something back within a certain amount of time and you can pay your loans back and after that start making profit, that's good. But that is just proper business management. You have to kind of assess, is my business model worthy of running and am I going to be able to make a living out of it? And what benefit does it serve the clients, right? The product I'm selling or the service I'm selling, does it really serve a benefit, a need for those people I'm trying to sell this to? Or is it the want, right? There are different things there you have to assess. But the short answer, there's a relatively long answer, right? Figure out what your risks are and have a plan to recover from those or assess them. So you know, am I willing to jump into this, right? And the other hand, keep driving your passion. If you're passionate about that product or service or that idea you want to pursue, great things have happened in this world by people who did this. And many people who are successful we look at today failed often, right? But I'm pretty sure that all those people who failed often had plans to recover. They are plans of how do I get out of this, right? So you can keep trying and trying and trying until you actually hit a winner, or, you know, ideally you hit a winner the first time in, but that may not happen. So realize that and, you know, pick yourself up and start again and keep pushing forward. Give yourself that courage and say, like, I'm passionate about this and do it. Yeah.
That's an amazing advice. Thank you for that. Do you have any business that failed before? Have you tried any other business?
Yeah, surprisingly, no. I'm on my third business then, right? So the first business I started when I moved to Canada, and I couldn't really find a suitable job, and someone encouraged me, he's like, hey, Tone, why don't you start your own business? I'm like, huh, it's a good idea, right? But my business is what I sell what's in my head, so there's relatively low overhead. So when I did the risk analysis on it, I looked at it like, how could this fail? Well, maybe people don't want to buy my services. Okay, that's good. What does it cost to start a business? It was essentially a laptop and an internet connection. And so it's a relatively low cost to start something. So it was like, well, try it for 3 months and see how it goes. And after 3 months, I never looked back. I just kept going. So it's one of those balances, one of those things. The other two businesses, I more or less started the same way. Low initial overhead, right? No, low cost, low risk. And if it would fail, then I wouldn't lose a lot of money on it. And my family was still able to eat and have a roof over my head.
Perfect. That's great. Okay, so I have done a show, I think it was last month, about I've been talking about being decisive, how being decisive is crucial to success. And how would you say that helped for your success? Because you've actually mentioned it a little bit earlier. Every day is a choice, right? Every day we are given a chance to choose, and that means we are deciding to do something. I mean, I know people don't really see it as a decision because it's not a huge thing, but waking up early in the morning or sleeping for one more hour is a decision. For me, it's a decision. And I believe that is crucial for success in a business. So how would you say that helped you for your success?
It's instrumental, and that's why I'm so happy to talk to you about this on this show. Just recognizing what you're doing, I think it's fantastic to illuminate some of these things and how other people do it. I wouldn't call myself successful. I think I'm doing okay, right? But what is success? That's a discussion altogether, different discussion altogether. But for me, you need to provide yourself with a laser sharp focus, like be completely determined. And sometimes people tell me, like, Tom, you're not really competitive. I don't play sports. I think that's a whole different discussion too, but I think sports in general is bad for you. But I'm very competitive when it comes to setting my goals. And once I set my goal, you better get out of the way because I'm going to get there, right? One way or the other. And that's a decision I work for. And that means I do get up at 5 in the morning. It's my decision, right? I want to start my day early. I want to make sure I'm ready for the day and prepare myself, right? And I have discipline, self-employed. I decide to be disciplined and work my 8, 10, 12 hours a day sometimes and in order to achieve what my clients are needing. And, you know, that is what you, you have to manage and coach yourself to say, you know, do it. You know, the next day you fail, you're not so decisive, you weren't able to get up early. Don't beat yourself up over it. Like, look at tomorrow. Try tomorrow and keep trying.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for that positivity and having a plan and deciding and taking actions. I love it. I love all that. Thank you so much for that. And thank you so much for being here to share your journey, your life's journey, and to teach us about some of the things that we should do if we're thinking to start a business, even in our lives. I really love it. Thank you so much. And now I wanted to share with my listeners how they can reach you if they want to get in contact with you.
Yeah, you want me to do that or you're doing it?
Yes. Yes. You do it.
Oh, I do it. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. There was a double question. That was wrong to do. So if people want to contact me, they can maybe email is the best way to do that. And let's do one of my company email addresses. It's info@CaredFor.ca. So it's info@BeCaredFor.ca, which is my home support company. And it's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Perfect. So I have put that information here on the show if you guys have missed what he just said. And I've actually put your Facebook to the Be Cared For Facebook page if you want to get in contact with him.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, makes sense.
You're welcome. So thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it, and I really enjoyed having this discussion with you. And thank you for taking the time to being here with me.
More than welcome. It was a pleasure. Thanks.
You're welcome. Hope to talk to you soon. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Well, my listeners, you are listening to How Do You See It with me, Miriam Alamu. And today we're going to talk, discussing with Tan about his journey, his life's journey. And as you heard, we have had some amazing questions for him, and he was able to share with us. And I hope you've learned a lot from this, because I know I did. And it was an amazing program, and it was amazing to have him here on the show. So if you have any questions, let me know. You can tweet at me @howdoyou_see it, or you can go to Facebook/worldperspective, or you can email me worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com. I'm always here to answer your questions, and let me know how that was for you. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful rest of your evening, your Monday evening, and I will see you next week. Have a beautiful one.